This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kiev today on a day-long visit to Ukraine after wrapping up his historic visit to Poland. Mr. Modi reached the Ukrainian capital on board a train, taking a journey of around 10 hours under tight security. In Ukraine, Mr. Modi will hold one-on-one and delegation-level talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky. This visit is taking place against the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, which will also form part of the discussions. Ahead of his much-anticipated visit to the conflict-torn country, the Prime Minister had said, India firmly believes that no problem can be solved on the battlefield, and it is ready to extend all possible cooperation for the restoration of peace and stability in the region. This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine after the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries in 1992. Earlier, during his two-day official visit to Poland, Prime Minister Modi held meetings with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and President Andrzej Sebastian Duda in Warsaw yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India and the US are natural allies and are destined to be strong partners. The minister was addressing the Indian diaspora in Washington on the first day of his official visit to the United States. Mr. Singh reached Washington last evening on a four-day visit to the United States at the invitation of the US Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin. The defence minister said it is heartwarming to see how the Indian community continues to cherish and uphold their cultural values and maintain their connection to their roots. After Mr. Singh's arrival, India and the US signed the Security of Supplies Arrangement Document, SOSA, and Memorandum of Agreement regarding the assignment of liaison officers. With the signing of SOSA, India and the US agreed to provide priority support for goods and services that promote national defence. The first National Space Day is being celebrated across the country today. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. Speaking at the main function organized on the occasion at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, President Draupadi Murmu said, Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has made important contributions not only to the space sector, but also to the socio-economic development of the country. The president said, space exploration has increased the capabilities of human beings, transformed the imagination into reality, and revealed the secrets of the universe. Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh said Narendra Modi government has broken the shackles of the past to liberate the space sector. ISRO Chairman S. Somnath said there is a lot of enthusiasm among people on National Space Day. The Supreme Court today adjourned the hearing of Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal's pleas challenging his arrest and seeking bail in the case registered by the CBI over the alleged Delhi liquor policy scam. The hearing has been adjourned till the 5th of September after the CBI sought time to file a counter-affidavit in the matter. Senior IAS officer Govind Mohan today assumed a charge as the new Union Home Secretary. He succeeded Ajay Kumar Bhalla, whose tenure ended yesterday. Director General of Akashvani Moshmi Chakraborty and Additional Director General L. Madhu Nag today planted saplings in Akashvani premises in New Delhi under the initiative Ek Ped Maake Naam. Other officials of Akashvani also planted saplings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched the Ek Ped Maake Naam campaign on the occasion of World Environment Day this year. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has formally accepted the Democratic Party's 2024 presidential nomination to fight against her Republican rival Donald Trump. Ms. Harris confirmed this while addressing the gathering at Chicago's United Center on the last day of the four-day Democratic National Convention last night. In wrestling, India's four women wrestlers clinched the gold medal yesterday at the Under-17 World Championships in Amman, Jordan, and at least two more are in gold medal contention. India, with back-to-back medals, will be favourites to win the women's wrestling team title. Aditi Kumari in 43kg, Neha in 57kg, Pulkit in 65kg and Mansi Lathair in 73kg won world titles in their respective categories with remarkable ease. And with that, we end this news bulletin.